Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
We don't know who will start this week, but Carolina is set at quarterback for the next 2 years. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. As long as it's okay with super sub Mitch Trubisky, Larry Fedora has the luxury of knowing he has a top-notch quarterback for the next 2 seasons. Unless, of course, Mighty Mitch turns pro after his redshirt junior year. He sure looked like a pro Saturday against the Delaware Blue Hens, who granted on exactly the Seattle Seahawks on defense. Apparently, Fedora had an inkling he would need Trubisky heading into the rain-soaked game at Keenan Stadium. He told the Ohio Gunslinger that he would call his number at some point, and some point turned into the rest of the game and some personal best for the 6'5 college edition of Tom Brady. Trubisky completed 17 of his 20 throws and set personal collegiate best for both of those, plus total yards passing, 312, and touchdowns, 4. He also set the UNC school record for passing efficiency with a .282 figure, whatever that means. Mitch the Machine heaved TD passes of 64 and 33 yards to Mac Hollins and 10 yards to Bug Howard and capped it off with a 63-yarder to Ryan Switzer, who got most of them with a waterbug dance down and across the field to the end zone. Whoever found that little scat back in the hills of West Virginia deserves a raise. Trubisky runs the offense as fluidly as senior starter Marquise Williams, but he does it differently, with deception rather than raw power. He'll take the snap and stand there for a second, sometimes not even backpedal, before he gives it to a back or throws a dart to a receiver underneath. And then, of course, he will drop back and fire the spiral over the top to Hollins, who has beaten the whole dadgum secondary. Whether Trubisky starts or plays at Georgia Tech Saturday is like cracking the Da Vinci Code. There is no comparison between the Blue Hens and Yellow Jackets beyond that one is a bird and the other is a bug. Both teams run the ball much better than they throw it, and despite winning 48-14 and not needing to punt and not giving up a pass completion until the third quarter, the Tar Heels allowed almost 300 yards on the ground. And it might have been more if linebacker Shaquille Richard and Jeff Schottman didn't make almost every tackle. So no matter who plays quarterback in Atlanta, it looks like the defense will have to keep up the good work of holding opponents to 17 points or less, which Carolina has done so far this season. The last time that happened, the Tar Heels had a real defense with some guys who actually went on to play on Sunday. That's when Trubisky will play someday. Unless, of course, he plays Saturday. This is Archansky. See ya.